Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center on the other side of the glass, being fabulous. That's all he really knows how to do. And on this side of the glass, we have movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com. Every time he appears at our microphones, his appearances are sponsored by the Campus Theater in Lewis. CampusTheater.org. He is going to review right now West Side Story.
It takes real guts to make a new screen version of West Side Story, considering they perfected that all the way back in 1961. Leave it to Steven Spielberg to not only try, but also to pull it off in grand style. Ansel Elgort is Tony, and newcomer Rachel Zegler is Maria. He's white, she's Puerto Rican, and when they fall in love, it sets off a gang war between the Jets and the Sharks. From top to bottom, this is a high-quality production. The sets, the costumes, the cinematography, and the choreography are all spectacular. Spielberg maintains the vibe of a classic movie musical while bringing his own distinct staging and camera work to it. Even though this is a familiar story, he makes it his own. And of course, you can't go wrong with those magnificent tunes, which are performed here with more energy than a three-year-old who's just chugged a Red Bull. As Maria, Rachel Zegler hits like an atomic bomb. She's sensational, bringing tons of emotion to the character, and also dazzling with her beautiful singing voice. There is one weak point, and his name is Ansel Elgort. He's just an okay singer, and he comes off as a tiny bit bland next to his magnetic co-star. This is not remotely enough to sink the movie, though. From top to bottom, West Side Story is big-time entertainment. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 Officer Krupke's.
Wow, okay, and I thought, you know, I anticipated we'd start out with me asking you, did we need a West Side Story redo, and you saying, eh. So
I'm cynical about these kinds of things. Often they try to remake a classic, and I think, what's the point? They did it perfectly the first time. Why do you need to try to do it again? But this is Steven Spielberg, and you can never count him out. He brings his own energy to it, his own style. The way he stages some of the scenes is really fun. Again, the movie has the feel of the kind of movie musical you might have gone to see in the 1960s, but he also uses some more modern things, like the way the camera glides through the dance numbers makes you feel like you're in the middle of them. And some of the staging of certain scenes, the I Feel Pretty number begins in a department store that kind of gradually morphs into a hall of mirrors as Maria is singing I Feel Pretty into all these different mirrors. So he has some fresh, clever ideas that he brings to it, and I really enjoyed this movie thoroughly from start to finish.
And tell me more about this new actress.
She's really good. I don't know where they found her. This is her screen debut, and boy, I mean, talk about the pressure to come in remaking one of the greatest films, musical films of all time, working for Steven Spielberg. That's a lot of pressure. And she comes in, and she is just a perfect Maria. She sings incredibly well. She brings a lot of emotion to the character. We really come to care about her. And it's just one of those debut performances that knocks your socks off, and you say, wait a minute, who is this person?
And who is she?
Her name is Rachel Zegler. And based on this, she has a very bright future ahead of her.
Okay. And my logical next follow-up question is, where have we seen her before? But so stunningly, you're here to say, nowhere, really.
Right.
Okay. So Rachel Zegler.
Mm-hmm.
Write that down. You're going to need to know that in the years ahead. And just an average performance from who?
From Ansel Elgort. People know him from The Fault in Our Stars and Baby Driver. He's not bad in this movie. He's just satisfactory when literally everybody else in the movie is phenomenal. You know, and that's the problem. He's just a little too bland as Tony. The scenes with Tony and Maria, it would be better if there was somebody more on her level so that they could really have that chemistry together. Again, he's not terrible here, just, you know, the weak link in the cast.
How did you like him in Baby Driver?
Baby Driver was one of my favorite films of that year. I thought he was very good in The Fault in Our Stars. He's not a bad actor by any stretch of the imagination. I just think he was maybe slightly miscast here. And certainly with the vocals, he is not as good a singer as she is. And so you have some of those musical numbers like Tonight that she's blowing you away. And every time he starts to sing, it's like, okay.
Okay, who might might have been better cast there if you know. It's so hard to predict who's a spectacular singer because you don't hear it that often.
Yeah, I was trying to think of somebody that could take this role, and I didn't really come up with anyone. I mean, it does require a younger actor, somebody in their early 20s who can sing. I'm not really sure who's out there right now that could do that.
You almost have to hit the Broadway stage to poke around there and see what you find.
They probably should have done something similar, found an up-and-comer who's really amazing and on her level.
Okay, right. This brand-new story that she brings to the film, that maybe you could have found a comparable. Okay, and you didn't make it a 4. Whenever somebody gets 3.5, I always ask you what would have made it a 4. You know, why did you kind of knock it off the top?
I needed a different lead actor.
Okay,
different
so
lead
that
actor would have...
That kind of hurt it.
Yeah, would have bumped it up.
West Side Story, 3.5.
Officer Krupke's.
Okay. Hopefully the good peace officer will help him at the box office. And where do we go see the West Side Story these days?
Opens in theaters nationwide today.
And just theaters at this point?
Yes.
Okay. And when it comes to streaming, we'll see it where? Do you know yet?
Not sure yet. Probably wherever you rent movies, probably
everywhere.
On Amazon and iTunes and all
when
of those.
When the time comes. Okay. Another one, The Unforgivable. Sandra Bullock doing this. In the trailer, looks like a surprisingly interesting performance.
Yes, The Unforgivable debuts today on Netflix. It's one of their original films. They gave it a brief theatrical run over the last couple of weeks. And really, this is one of Sandra Bullock's worst movies, unfortunately. She plays a woman who has gotten out of jail after 20 years for having killed a sheriff. And she's trying to get her life back together. But the sons, the adult sons of the guy she killed, come looking for her. And that impedes her ability to get back on the right track. And this is one of those movies that is just so heavy-handed and so obvious, and they pump it so full of melodrama. There's a whole subplot about her trying to get back and reconnect to her little sister, who was 5 when this incident happened. But it doesn't make sense half the time because the girl is now 25. She has no memory of Sandra Bullock. A 5-year-old would remember an older sibling. So there's just a lot of inconsistencies in that, and things that don't work and things that are corny. There's too much going on, too many characters. So The Unforgivable, 1.5 stars, just really not Sandra Bullock's best film, although she's good in it.
And what is her best film?
Oh, gosh. I really like Speed. I really like Gravity. I think those are some of her best performances. While You Were Sleeping, a romantic comedy, great performance from her in that.
Okay.
That was a big hit based
on her charm. So she's capable of maybe miscast here again, as we talked about.
It's the script. It's really the script. She's okay in it. She's not bad, but it's the script.
Okay, so we need a better story. All right. The Power of the Dog.
This is another movie that's in limited theatrical release, but also on Netflix. And this is one of the best films of the year. It stars Benedict Cumberbatch and Jesse Plemons, and they play these rich cattle drivers, and their lives are changed when Kirsten Dunst enters the life of the one brother, and Benedict Cumberbatch's character really does not like that. And I don't want to say too much more because this is a movie where multiple characters have secrets that you learn as the film goes on. But the performances here are outstanding across the board. It was directed by Jane Campion, who's probably best known for making The Piano, that Holly Hunter movie back in 1993, and she does a phenomenal job directing this film. So you may have heard some critical buzz on The Power of the Dog. It really lives up to that. So 4 stars, that's available on Netflix right now.
Oh, wow. Okay, super. Well, we'll look for that this weekend. And always a fan for a deep Western. So,
and it's a good Western for people who don't like Westerns. It's not one of those with 6-shooters and saloons and all that. I mean, there's not, I don't think, a single gun in this movie. It just takes place in 1925
West.
And in the West, and you get that feel and the mountains and the majestic look of it. But then it's a very intimate personal story about what happens when these people come together and how they're lives change.
Right, yeah, super strong characters, shrinking violets need apply kind of thing place to be. Okay, Nick Cannon died. His loss, he's alive, but his son is gone, right?
Yeah, Nick Cannon, this guy has done everything, TV, movies, music, hosted America's Got Talent for quite a while there. He shared the heartbreaking news this week that his 5-month-old son died last weekend. The doctors told Cannon Indiana, and that his son had a buildup of fluid in his brain and a malignant tumor. So some very sad news there regarding Nick Cannon.
Jeez Louise. Okay, yeah, tough loss. And Lena Wertmuller, had to look her up, but boy, that was foolish to not know in advance who she was. You knew.
Yes, Lena Wertmuller was the first woman to score a Best Director nomination at the Academy Awards. She died Thursday in Italy at age 93. Her Oscar nomination came for the 1977 film Seven Beauties, although she's perhaps best known in this country for 1974's Swept Away, which was an art house hit at the time and was remade in the early 2000s starring Madonna in one of the worst films of that decade. Really an influential director, one of the first very prominent female directors to hit the scene. So Lena Wertmuller, an icon in filmmaking.
Okay. And South Park is going to attack COVID-19. It seems to me that's good news.
Yes, South Park post-COVID, the return of COVID, that's the name of it. It's the second made-for-TV film from Trey Parker and Matt Stone, and it will exclusively premiere on Paramount Plus December 16th. The plot finds Stan, Kyle, and Cartman going back in time in an effort to try to prevent COVID from happening and to save the life of their perpetually doomed friend Kenny. I'm really looking forward to seeing how the South Park guys treat the whole COVID situation. That should be rather interesting.
Really? There's just so much space for comedy there, right? With masking or not masking or vaxxing or not vaxxing right at the forefront. All right. Well, that's it. Mike, what are you going to see this week? You know, some films on your agenda in the days ahead?
You know, I have seen almost everything that's coming out through the end of the year. I only have one or two more to catch. I'm going to be screening The King's Man this weekend. And, of course, we're a week away from Spider-Man No Way Home, which I'm looking forward to as well. But beyond that, I've pretty much seen everything that's still set to come out in 2021.
Oh my gosh, you've seen it all, as they say.
There's some good stuff coming up that we're going to be talking about. Some real good movies on the way.
Of all the movies ever made, what percentage have you seen?
Oh, probably not very many. There's
1%.
So many. Yeah, there's so many out there.
So many.
But I do the best I can.
All right. Well, you certainly are knowledgeable, and for that, we are grateful. Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, women in cinema advocate, author, and prolific tweeter. We invite you to do what I've done. Follow him on Twitter. We appreciate his appearances, which are sponsored by the Campus Theater, Lewisburg.